We'd like to call the meeting to order. Mr. Crawford, could you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Could you please face the flag and follow me, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There was no action taken in closed session. Our student representative to the board, Leticia Staples. Leticia?
Okay, so this one's from Marysville Charter Academy for the Arts. The annual Walk for the Arts fundraiser will be Thursday, October 11th during our ninth block. This is a PTSA fundraiser that raises money for senior scholarships, field trips, instrument repair, etc. Students who raise at least $50 will be able to silly string the teacher of their choice. There will be a school spirit week during the week of the Halloween dance beginning Monday, October 22nd. The senior class will be holding the Halloween dance, which will be Friday, October 26th, and will be held in the cafeteria from 7 to 10 p.m. There will be a costume contest at the dance. The advanced drama production of You Can't Take It With You begins Thursday, November 1st, and runs through Sunday, November 4th. Our string students will be performing at what is called the Creepy Concert at River Valley High School at 7 p.m. on October 24th. The students from Yuba City High School, River Valley High School, and MCAA will perform together at this concert. The performers will all wear costumes while performing. A fundraiser that they have is each staff member now has a jar on his or her desk. The staff members with jars filled with the most money will perform at lunch for the entire student body. They will either sing or recite their favorite poem. The money will go to the senior class account. Seniors interested in attending Chico State will be attending the Chico Preview Day on Saturday, October 20th. On October 12th, the dance department will be holding a Panda Express fundraiser from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 20% of the money spent will go to MCAA dance department in order to help pay for the Disney field trip in February. And then one for Marysville High School. Starting off this month, Marysville is getting ready for homecoming. The past week, MHS leadership has been preparing for all of the exciting events that homecoming has to offer. Examples of these events are royalty voting, homecoming parade, night of decorations, and a rally activity. Homecoming will be October 22nd to the 26th. With our theme of Candyland, the dress-up days for the week of homecoming will be candy names. Monday is Smarty Day, which is pretty much Nerd Day. Tuesday is Jolly Rancher Day, a.k.a. Ranch or Farmer Day. Wednesday is Snowcap Day, a.k.a. Dress Cold. Thursday is Three Musketeers Day, which a.k.a. Triplets Day. And Friday is Orange and Black Day. All of these fun dress-up days increase the spirit at MHS. Another fun event coming up on Thursday, October 11th, is our Volleyball Pack the House. This means that the students get a discount on the tickets we have, so more students will come cheering students cheer the players on. This Pack the House is a pink out which supports breast cancer awareness. Each Pack the House is exciting and brings students together to support our team. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next, we have school report, Marysville Charter Academy of the Arts. Mr. Malone?
So, hello everybody, and I just want to highlight a few things from the report I gave you in your packet. So I just have a few slides to go through, and later today we have I'll be asking for a charter renewal or hearing on a charter renewal. So here we go. So Marysville Charter Academy for the Arts began in the 99-2000 school year. There were only 77 students at the time. And now we're up to 402 students with extensive waiting lists for 7th through 10th. I think by 11th grade, students are kind of where they're at and they don't really want to move on. So 7th through 10, we have waiting lists. And then the purpose of the school, of course, is the performing and fine arts, and also to provide a top quality college preparatory education. And over the years, our Hispanic population has steadily grown. We're now at 36, just over 36%. You can see the demographics are in the middle there for everybody. And the socioeconomic disadvantaged students have grown also. But one thing I've noticed is that many of the families that are socioeconomically disadvantaged look at our school as a real way out. A lot of them come with a lot of parental involvement and see the school as a great way for the kids to be successful. So that's something I've really noticed. And then for the 11th year in a row, MCA was recognized by US News and World Report magazine as one of the top schools, high schools in the country. Of course, we're proud of that. And then we've also added a lot of AP courses over the last few years. This year, we've added AP Studio Art 3D, and we also added AP Music Theory. And then you can see the others that we have there. So we have quite an offering. And then future AP additions, we plan to offer an AP Spanish class next year. And then eventually, we plan on offering at least one AP history class, probably US history. And then last year, and the year before actually too, 100% of our AP Studio Art 2D and AP Studio Art Drawing students passed the AP exam last year. And what they do over the years, they put together a portfolio and they submit that. And every kid that did that passed it over the last 2 years. So that's a testament to their teacher too, Mr. Weisgerber. And then the school was recognized as an honor roll school by the Educational Results Partnership for the third year in a row. We're proud of that. And then another thing that we've found to be true is that quirky kids or previously bully kids really thrive at our school. The kids are really open-minded. I believe it really makes a difference in their lives, really changes their lives for the positive. So, like I said, the stakeholders are very proud of this. And also, it's a very safe environment for students. There's no fights or gang activity. I think last year we had 17 days of suspension, which was good. No expulsions for about the last 4 years, I believe. And I just want to say thank you. This was taken on teacher work day, actually yesterday. Not quite everybody's there. Apologize for the Dodgers fan over there. But anyhow, that's our staff. We want to say thank you. Thank you for, we have a new modular classroom going in right now. Actually, they dropped it in there Monday. We'll really thank you for that. I know there's a lot of upgrades to the South Odd that are going on. The air conditioning, heat and air is a big upgrade. Thank you for that too, Travis. Being included on the bond, we're very thankful for that. And always for your support. So thank you. Any questions? Anybody?
Actually, Mr. Malone, I would just like to say one of the things that really stood out to me in your report was your attendance rate for last year, 98.3%. That really shows that kids want to be there and they are showing up. So you and your staff need to be commended for that.
Thank you.
One thing I would like to say is I've had kids when I was at Yuba Gardens in sixth grade that were bullied there, and I advised the parents maybe to look into the Charter Academy, and they went there, and I've had two parents tell me it made a difference. They would not have made it at a regular high school. And I like the fact that we need to have a place for every kid where they're gonna feel comfortable and where they can get an education. And you do an amazing job. The staff at that school put in so many hours. I've been to the programs. And I know it's hard now without a good performing place, and they still are working around that, and I really appreciate you're making a difference in the lives of kids, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, we do have a great staff. Great.
I would just like to say to you, thank you so much for providing a safe, happy environment for our students. And when I am on campus, you can truly feel the kids and the things that they're doing, what they're excited about doing. And for your staff as well. Thank you so much for doing such an outstanding job.
Thank you, Susan.
You might have saw us kind of laughing. I just want to let you know that Dr. Starkey took care of the attack fly here. So that's what was going on. we certainly weren't laughing with regard to your presentation.
Got it.
All right. All right,
well, thank you, Mr. Malone, for all that you do. Comments from the board members. Ms. Scott? Mr. Davis? Mr. Allison?
Just real quick, a year ago, this is the anniversary of the beginning of the Cascade Fire and all these people that had to evacuate, myself included, from up in the hills. And I just, it's remarkable out in Loma Rica how many people are rebuilding and how the community is coming back together, but it still has a long way to go.
Mr. Bowe? Mr. Fleury? Mr. Crawford?
This will be my last appeal, too, for Girls on the Run. I even put on the pink T-shirt for them tonight. They're just doing amazing things in the 4th, 5th, and 6th grade. Well, more in the 4th and 5th grade levels. More and more girls are now taking on distance running and training. Kynoch had a great program last year. My granddaughter participated in it. Last Thursday, I witnessed about 15 fourth, fifth, and sixth grade girls and boys at Rockland High School running up in the hills at a mile distance. I think a lot of parents are looking at the non-contact sports like cross country and running in general, and it's just a good feeling. So if you know of anyone that has the time to help out at one of the schools, it would be sincerely appreciated. These women put in their own time, and they're not getting paid any extra money for it. And they get more and more girls that have never even walked around the block involved in very active running. And like I said, I use Kynoch as an example because my granddaughter was a very active participant last year before she left Kynoch, and she really got a lot from it. And I'm also wearing pink because obviously, it's Pink October, Larry Givicki, and just an incredible turnout Saturday for the 5K and the walk. And I know cancer strikes all of us and all our families in some way, or most of ours. And I know I lost my mother to it, so that's another reason I'm wearing pink. And that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. I have just a couple items. At our last board meeting, we actually approved a grant. I think it was about a $1.5 million grant for our STARS program. And I wanted to just commend Mrs. Pomeroy and all of her staff with regards to our STARS program that we have at many of our different sites. I think that's a great function to help many of our students, not only from getting extra help with what they need in the school, but giving them a place to be, a safe place after school. The other item I'd wanted to just bring up, you might have saw on the wall outside, and this actually was an idea from Mr. Fleury with regards to the You Rock notes, giving recognition to folks throughout the district for jobs well done or going above and beyond what they're expectations are. So just wanted to mention that because I think it's a great program, and Dr. Starkey, here's mine for October.
Thank you.
I think it's a great, great recognition time that we can say thank you to people for what they're doing. So next we have opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teachers Association.
Hello. It looks different. Did you get a new?
It's on.
Okay. I've got a lot of stuff for you, but I'm not going to read all this stuff to you. And I did what Mr. Flores told me before, and I wrote down the stuff that I want to tell you. So I probably could just like hand it out and go sit down. But I want to make sure that if you had any questions or anything, you could ask. So, it really seems echoey. Like, I feel like in a big stadium, everybody's gonna get up and applaud. Okay, so our district has, it's two different issues. One's about PLC stuff, which I think is going really well for the most part, considering how long we've been doing it, not terribly long. And so we're making it through these different stages, phases, whatever, of growing that concept and making it better all the time. And the other issue that I want to talk to you about tonight has to do with field trips. Those seem to be the two hot items right now. I threw out a quick survey on Saturday and have some preliminary results, but it was obviously stuff that people wanted to talk about because I had like 286 at the time of this printing responses already. So our district's invested really strongly in the PLC. It's changing how we work together. We're teams, we're professionals, teams with common goals for our students. We have new expectations, expectations about ourselves, expectations about all the people that we work with, and how we work together. And we require trust. Trust is a really difficult one to give. Trust is difficult to give to your colleague. It's difficult to give to your administrator. It's difficult to give to yourself. But I think that as a district, we're working on that. When our teams get together to discuss our students, I've brought this up before, but we're like a team of doctors discussing the health of our patients. And our team members know those students better than anyone else in the district. Just as your doctor knows your health better than the CEO of the hospital. And our teams make decisions about what to do with our students and what not to do with our students. And I'm bringing this to you because two different things, but one of them is the recent changes in how to get a field trip approved, because it seems like every year it gets more and more difficult. Like there's somebody, I can't imagine that there really is, but it feels like there's like an agenda to prevent people from going on field trips. And it also, oh, the other thing that is like being forced upon us is that everybody has to have a 15-day plan. That's a Maria Nielsen thing. And we have to have the student giveaway. That's what I call it. But the student giveaway is that thing where, you know, teachers get together and they decide, okay, you're going to take this group of students and you're going to take that group of students, and we're going to have this hour or 2 hours or however long the site decides, and we're going to like shuffle the students around, whether you really feel like you need to do that or not, because that's what a PLC looks like. And several other strategies that come from Maria Nielsen. In the doctor analogy, the teachers are the doctors. Maria Nielsen and Lenny Tate are not the doctors. They're not even the teachers of our students. Maria's job should be about how to form the PLC, how a professional learning community works. And just because a school that she's worked at or that she's heard of had success sorting out their students and giving them away to everybody, doesn't mean that it's the best strategy for every one of us. Some of us, meaning the 470-ish some employees that are teachers, yeah, maybe. Maybe those teams want to do that. Great, tell us about the strategies, but don't force us to do them so that we look like some other school that did PLC. So, I think that if you give us the opportunity to actually work professionally together and give us the trust that we're going to do our best, along with guidance from our administrators, getting assistance when we ask for it, because we'll know when we need assistance, that we're going to be our own highly performing professional learning communities, as long as the pressure to be stuffed into a yet another mold doesn't kill this thing. And I've seen too many people feeling like, all right, just another trend that's come around, yay, this will go away, and then we'll have something else. And I really don't want it to go away. I really think that if we do it right, if we do it naturally and not forced, it could be very successful and great for this district. Now, the field trip thing. Every year, the ability to take them off campus, take students off campus, gets more difficult. This time, the rules changed this month after the school year started. So some people that got their stuff in before this month and got to the point of approval got approved. And other people who submitted for the exact same thing did not get approved. After some folks, okay, the pumpkin farm, really, every kindergarten class, first grade class that says that they're going to go to the pumpkin farm, as long as they have their stuff together as far as their permission slips and the chaperones that they need and all that, how can you deny the pumpkin farm anymore? I mean, it's, I got in trouble from a parent the year we didn't go. But, okay, sorry, off script, let me get back. So if a team has, here's what I'm thinking. Okay, so if a team has decided that they need to take their students on a field trip in order to get a particular experience for those students, like, you know, this professional team got together, they have these students, they know their students, and they've decided as a group that they need to go wherever, that it's not on campus, it needs to be approved on the basis of the team decided. You have to trust that you're not going to have a team decide that they need to go, I don't know, what would be a bad place to go for a field trip? Hooters, okay, so they're not going to go to Hooters because that no professional team is going to decide that that's the best place for them to go. Of course, all the legal stuff about the things like permission slips, chaperones have to be followed, but what is it that makes Lenny competent to decide what is and what is not valuable for every student in our district? The team, along with their administrator, are competent to make those calls. Now, all of that stuff I just told you,
bless you,
is in this. So I'll hand this out so you didn't even have to take notes. And I have, from the survey that I put out, I have these three questions and the results to share with you. I'm not sharing the which side are you from, what grade level do you teach, that kind of stuff, just the pertinent stuff here. So in answering this question, please consider the long-term value. In choosing a value, consider the cost being a per day cost for your whole site. Earlier in it, I describe that it may that the value isn't just on that day, but like the value ongoing. Anyway, so how much per site visit do you value the continued work with Maria Nielsen? And we've got a sliding scale here between 0 per day and 10,000 per day. And it and the average came around to 2,400. How difficult did the district's procedures make the planning process for your field trip? It's getting pretty much above the few stumbling blocks and almost to the absolutely maddening. And not everybody has tried to make a field trip since the 3rd of October, so they don't even know yet what's coming up. And then, as a professional, how confident are you in selecting valuable field trip experiences for your students? And it ranges from, I've got this, to my team makes up for my difficulties in doing it, and I need Ed services to guide me. Mostly it's, I got this. Then after that front page that has those sliders, there are pages of comments, because I always leave a, here you can make some comments. I haven't read all of them. I have read some, and I just thought, well, whatever people had to say, you guys probably should hear it. So hopefully there's nothing offensive in there. I didn't I didn't go through and edit out or block out any words. I don't know what people wrote. And in case you haven't seen it, this is the field trip request form. And I just thought you might be interested in seeing that. So I'm going to do a take one and pass the rest, starting over here with Mr. Allison. If you have any questions, I can
ask. I think they're still in the process.
Okay. We're not allowed to ask questions about that terrorism. We can't ask her.
Oh,
yes. Outside, or can we?
Well,
I don't do that.
Thank you, Inga. Operating Engineers, Local Union Number 3, California School Employees Association 326 number and 648, Association of Management and Confidential Employees, the Supervisory Units. Public comments. We have no public comment cards tonight. Next, we have the Superintendent's Report.
Thank you very much. Tonight I would just like to share with the board the progress that I've been making on the goals that you set for myself as the superintendent's goals for 18-19. You will notice I've taken the document and then embedded the actions that are being taken in order to accomplish these goals. If you look at the red, you'll see that's where I've inserted the information. So goal number 2 is to talk about continued relevant research developed professional development for the management team. You'll see the listing of dates for the PLC focused meetings, the half day sessions with Maria Nielsen, and half day sessions talking about the Strengths Finder Youth Development Network training that we'll be doing. If you turn the next page, in the work plan for the routine restricted maintenance activities, the quarterly reports, you just had one last meeting, and then I have some proposed dates there that I'll be sharing with Travis shortly. Just trying to make sure we meet those benchmark dates for the quarterly reports. In goal number 3, putting together action plans for our 3 sites that were identified as lowest performing, Olivehurst, Yuba Gardens, and Cedar Lane. I've included their action plans in here for your review. The sites have filled out the first column, which is the specific actions to improve student achievement. You'll notice it has site actions, and then there's also district office support team. We have special education there, categorical programs, discipline and attendance, and educational services there, all as supports for the sites and their actions that they have slated to improve student achievement. You'll see this again at the end of the year when they fill out the results of the actions taken at the end of the year. So this is just the working document that they are using right now to focus their efforts to improve student achievement. One of my other goals was to attend a staff meeting, and so that's not only just for myself, but it's also for the Assistant Soup of Business Services and personnel. And you have a chart here where we have scheduled to attend staff meetings, and so that list is there. The ones that are in black are the ones that we've attended thus far, and they are spread out from, end of September through the middle or end of February. And of course, in there, we will also be having site visits that are sprinkled in and around there. But these were dates that worked in our calendars and our scheduled, regularly scheduled faculty meetings at the sites. Mr. Rasmussen talked about the U-Rock. That was one of the goals, and that has been started, and the forms are out. The board, bulletin board is up, and the notices are being posted. They are trickling in. I was at a staff meeting today at Olivehurst Elementary School, and there were the notepads there that have these slips on it out for the staff to, you know, think about who has done something that's been extraordinary that they want to recognize. So they're out there, and they are coming in, as I said. And then one of the goals was to review with the management team the need to continue to dress professionally. And so you will see here that, yes, I did do that. There's an agenda towards the back from our back-to-school management team that talks about appropriate professional dress. And so that's there for you to see. The last two pages I just wanted to include as part of building some camaraderie here at the district office. Over the summer, we started a program where we all came together for coffee and treats in the morning, and it rotates through the various departments. It was such a huge success, and we kept having more and more people come and want to participate that we have extended it through the year. It was weekly during the summer when we did 4-10s, and now it is once a month. And different departments are bringing the refreshments. We've had two so far, and they've been really well attended, and it's a chance for everyone to kind of come out of their cubicles and rub elbows with the folks that are maybe down the hall or downstairs. So I think that has been well received. I have another document to share with you. This is from our CSBA governance workshop, and it has the cover memo from Deb Dudley, who was our facilitator, talking about the identified goals, and then also on the second page talking about next steps for the board. So those are here. We'll continue to talk about those, but I wanted you to have her written document. And then the governance handbook. Again, I had it printed in color for you, so you can see, beginning on page 13, some of the changes or comments that Deb was suggesting based on the conversations that took place during that workshop. So if you'll look at those, I will make those changes unless I hear otherwise from you, and I'd like to bring it back to the board the meeting in November, which is the 13th. So if you have any additions or comments or concerns with anything that's in red that you'd like to see either not changed or you want it changed to something else, let me know by October 30th. That way we can get it on the board agenda for approval. That's it for handouts, but I did want to remind you, you need to let me know about the CSBA conference. I've heard from one board member who's not going to be able to make it. I'm assuming the rest of you are going to be there, so unless that changes, we'll move forward with those plans. And then I attended a meeting, superintendent's meeting, at the Yuba County Office of Education yesterday. And they were proposing that we get together on December 6th from 5 to 7 at Peachtree Golf and Country Club. Yuba County Office of Education would like to host a board social to where everyone can kind of get to know each other and meet the Yuba County Board and Wheatland Elementary, Wheatland High, Plumas, and Camptonville will all be there, and hopefully you'll be able to make it as well. So if you can mark your calendars, I'll remind you as we get a little closer, and hopefully we can all be there and meet your colleagues. And that's all I have for this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Starkey. Next, we have the approval of minutes. The minutes from the regular board meeting of September 25, 18. If there's no additions or deletions, we'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Motion approved by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Davis. Ms. Scott. That's the second time I've done that this year.
Got to marry off.
My apologies. Second by Ms. Scott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, 7 yes. Maybe we're going to have to change the seating. Maybe that will help. Next, we have the consent agenda. Are there any items on the consent agenda that a board member would like to have pulled? If not, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Davis. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Boom. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Seven yes. Next, we have new business. We're going to hold a public hearing for the five-year charter renewal request for the Marysville Charter Academy for the Arts, MCAA. The public hearing is now open. Do we have any discussion? If there's no discussion, we need a motion to close the hearing.
Move to close.
Motion by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Allison. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Seven yes to close the public hearing. Next, we need a motion regarding the item.
Motion to approve.
Second. We have a motion to approve by Mr. Boom. Second by Mr. Allison. All in favor say aye.
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 Seven yes.
Congratulations.
Yes, that didn't hurt, did it?
Next, we have the Transportation Department. We have Resolution 2018-19/15, authorizing the participation in the Rural School Bus Pilot Project. Do we have any discussion regarding this?
Move to approve if there's no discussion.
Is there a second?
Second.
There was a motion by Mr. Crawford, second by Mr. Fleury. So it seems as though we had already approved this and we're just making a change to it. Is that right, Mr. Hodson?
That's correct. And Greg, you might want to talk to a little more. There was initially, it's breaking into two different individual single bus approvals. This is the same one. Right? We had two together and then this is now the one separate one.
Glad you put that.
Oh, changing my name. We had two different ones. I think
we're changing it from Mr. Lane to you.
It was previously Scott, and rather than those signatures should be resident, I think, with assistant soup level, and so that comes to me. Sorry, okay. We have a different one that went from being right. 2-1. As you notice, we've had probably four or five of these in the last three board meetings, so it gets a little
right. So all we're doing, it's the same thing. We're just making the name change in the application and
yes.
I got it. So we had a motion and a second.
Would you like my motion to make note of those amendments?
No.
Okay.
Well, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any nays? Seven yes. Business services, resolution 2018-19/16, authorizing issuance of Measure P bonds and approving forms of the authorizing execution and delivery of the related documents and actions. Wow. Do we have some discussion regarding that?
I don't know what it means. No, I'm just teasing. That's a lot of words put together.
Yeah.
To form a paragraph.
So if there's no discussion, is there a second? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Davis to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fleury. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Seven yes. Motion carries. Looks like that's the last thing on our agenda. Meeting adjourned.
Good job, Jimmy. I talked to